everybody. This is Chase Floyd, Crop Protection Specialist with the University of Missouri based out of Portageville. Just wanted to give a quick insect update. Today is the 13th of August. So we've got a lot of cotton finishing up. A lot of cotton blooming out of the top. Looking at those final cleanup shots. And I just want to, you know, keep on everybody's radar that I've been getting a lot of calls about spider mites. We're going on 30-something days without a rainfall in the boot heel. Yeah, there's some spots that have gotten pockets. But as a whole, we're at like close to 30 days with no rainfall. These cleanup shots are really getting these spider mites going. And so I've gotten a lot of calls about controlling spider mites in cotton. And so with that, you know, we just have to, in this type of environment, follow those cleanup shots. I know that everybody is tired of 2025. It's been a tough year. And everybody's ready to be done with that. Done with this crop. Let's get it out. Let's get to the winter and reset and get ready for 26. But follow these cleanup shot applications. I know a lot of bifenthrin acephate typically gets used for these cleanup applications. If you're going to do that, I would recommend one of two things. Either going with an application of abamectin in the tank with the acephate bifenthrin, or follow up those applications, scout them, because with that acephate bifenthrin, we are really going to knock those beneficials out, and those spider mites are going to be able to just take off. So as long as we're following up with those applications, I feel like we'll be good. If we're making an application for just spider mites, you know, of course, we want our carrier volume to be closer to 20. Zeal, or the generic Stifle, looks really, really good. It's a mite growth regulator. So as those mites continue to grow, it will kill them, and you'll have some good mortality there. It tends to have a good bit of residual. You've got some cheaper options like Portal as well that looks really, really good. But another thing to take into consideration is I've been getting a lot of calls about stink bugs in cotton, tapping those bottom bowls, those money bowls. I think these cleanup shots of acephate bifenthrin should get them under control as well. I don't think we need to put anything additionally in there for that. And yeah, so let's just continue to scout for these mites, because they're kind of getting widespread over the boot heel. They're taking over a lot of my plots in Portageville and Clarkton and other areas where I have them. So just keep an eye out for those. Don't think you're out of the woods just yet, because 2025's got one more thing for you, and it's going to be like a pretty spicy spider mite year. Moving into the rice, started to pick up a lot of rice stink bug calls. You know, the threshold on that is 10 per 10 sweeps. We've adjusted that all through heading. We have had some applications go out. You've got options like Warrior 2 at the 1.86 ounce rate. You've also got Tenchu. If you feel like you have a big population and you need some residual, you don't need as much knockdown, you need some longer protection, especially the latest planted rice that you got, because as everything starts to get straw-colored kernels, they're going to start moving to those greener panicles. Our termination time for rice stink bugs is going to be 60% hard dough, and then we walk away from it. That's really the big thing in rice right now, is we've got quite a bit of stink bug applications being made with that. And lastly, you know, we're kind of out of the woods on corn, but now we're looking at beans. On the beans, we have been getting several calls about bollworms. Seeing those feeding, especially in late planted beans, which we have a lot of that aren't lapped up yet, we're getting a lot of worm injury there. I haven't seen anything that's been some crazy high populations, but that doesn't mean that that's not going to happen in this type of weather. So especially that stuff that hasn't lapped up yet, keep your eyes on those beans, because we do have bollworms moving through the boot heel. We've had a really good year for them to move across northeast Arkansas and get to us. Typically, corn and Tranilaprol or Vanacor is going to be your best option there. But we, the Mid-South Entomologist Group, has a dynamic threshold based on commodity price and price of application. It tells you how many drops or how many sweeps, how many worms you have to have for drops or sweeps to know if that application is warranted. And if you need that information, reach out to me and I will send you that so that you have it. My number is 901-493-2377, and we'll get you helped out and figured out on all that. And, you know, I'm here to help. So anything that you may need is what I'm here for. So you feel free to call, and we can talk about any type of insect control that you may have in the future. All right. Have a good one, and let's get out of 2025 as cheap as we can. Safe scouting, y'all.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Warrior 2 with Xeon Technology is a restricted use pesticide.